Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, July the 20th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today of the things that are happening around us and to see the connection to all that you have told us in the past. We're grateful for your love and your affection and for the accuracy of your word. And we ask today that you would continue to give us the strength that is necessary so that we might walk according to your will and live according to your instruction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today I'd like to share with you an article found in the Time website. That's the Time website, published on July the 1st, 2020. The writer of the article is Maria Cheng, C-H-E-N-G. And the title of the article is European Health Experts Concerned by U.S. Hoarding of the Only Licensed Coronavirus Drug. The title again, European Health Experts Concerned by U.S. Hoarding of Only Licensed Coronavirus Drug. As I said before, the article is found in Time website. It was published on July the 1st, 2020. And the writer of the article is Maria Cheng, C-H-E-N-G. Here's the article. Health experts on Wednesday slammed the U.S. decision to hog nearly the entire global supply of remdesivir, the only drug licensed so far to treat COVID-19, warning that types of selfish behavior sets a dangerous precedent for attempts to share scarce treatments amid the pandemic. In other words, they're saying that the United States is hoarding the global supply. And the name of the drug is remdesivir. That is spelled R-E-M-D-E-S-I-V-I-R. Continuing the article, it says this. The U.S. government announced Tuesday that President Donald Trump has struck an amazing deal to buy the drug for Americans made by Gilead Sciences. The Department of Health and Human Services said Trump has secured 500,000 treatments of the drug through September, representing 100% of Gilead's July production capacity and 90% of its capacity in August and September. In other words, he's got it all. Continuing. The Trump administration is doing everything in our power to learn more about life-saving therapeutics for COVID-19 and secure access to these options for the American people, HHS said in a statement. Early trials testing remdesivir in patients hospitalized with COVID-19 found that those who received that drug recovered quicker than those who didn't. It is the only drug licensed by both the U.S. and the European Union as a treatment for those whose severe illnesses are caused by the coronavirus. Ohid Yahoub, a senior lecturer at the University of Sussex, called the move disappointing news. It so clearly signals an unwillingness to cooperate with other countries and the chilling effect this has on international agreements about intellectual property rights, Yahoub said in a statement. Dr. Peter Horby, who is running a large clinical trial testing several treatments for COVID-19, told the BBC that a stronger framework was needed to ensure fair prices and access to key medicines for people and nations around the world. He said that as an American company, Gilead was likely under certain political pressures locally. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman, James Slack, declined to criticize the United States for the move, but said the UK had a stockpile of remdesivir. The UK has been using remdesivir for some time, first in trials and now in the early access to medicines scheme, he said. He added that Britain had a sufficient stock of remdesivir for patients who need it, but didn't specify how much that was. Thomas Sendovitz, head of the Danish Medicines Agency, told Danish broadcaster DR that the move could endanger Europeans and others down the road. "I've never seen anything like that. That a company chooses to sell their stock to only one country is very strange and quite inappropriate," he said. "Right now, we have enough to make it through the summer if the intake of patients is as it is now. If a second wave comes, we may be challenged." In earlier stages of the pandemic, the U.S. refused to export pre-ordered masks to other countries, including neighboring Canada, and reportedly paid off planes delivering ventilators that were originally destined for other countries. To date, COVID-19 has sickened more than 10.5 million people worldwide, killing around 512,000, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Experts say the true toll of the pandemic is much higher due to limited testing and other issues. The U.S. has the worst outbreak in the world, with 2.6 million reported infected and 127,000 confirmed virus-related deaths, according to Johns Hopkins. Now, of course, this is based on the date of the article. Continuing. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci told senators on Tuesday that the U.S. outbreak is going in the wrong direction, and he feared the country could see 100,000 new infections a day if things didn't improve. The U.S. is seeing about 40,000 new cases a day currently. Now, that's the end of that article, and the title of the article is found in Time, published July the 1st, 2020. The writer of the article is Maria Cheng, C-H-E-N-G, and the title of the article is "European Health Experts Concerned by U.S. Hoarding of the Only Licensed Coronavirus Drug." In other words, the United States of America is keeping 100% of this drug for itself. Now, of course, I don't quite understand that, because there are a lot of people in the United States of America who are dying because of the disease. So if they're holding this drug, I would imagine they should be giving it to these people. But that's a different subject altogether. We will take another look at that sometime in the future. Here's a second article found in the France 24 website. That's France 24 website. And it was dated on February the 7th, 2020. Actually, that's in the incorrect date is July the 2nd, 2020. Let me give you that date again. It's July the 2nd, 2020. The title of the article is "Health Experts Slam U.S. for Hoarding Remdesivir, the Only Drug Licensed to Treat COVID-19." Now, the first article that we read for you, remember, that was found in Time website, and that was published the day before, July the 1st. And on July the 2nd, we are reading a similar article in France 24. Here's what this article says. "Public health experts on Wednesday criticized the U.S. for securing a large supply of the only drug licensed so far to treat COVID-19." Now, of course, when it says licensed so far, it means that this would have to be a global licensing that they have received. Remdesivir. And let me spell the drug again for you. R-E-M-D-E-S-I-V-I-R. The U.S. government announced this week that it had an agreement with Gilead Sciences to make the bulk of their production of remdesivir available to Americans for the next 3 months. And, of course, the figures that we mentioned in the above article apply here also. They secured 500,000 treatments, which represents 100% of all of the production made by Gilead Sciences through September, all the way through September. All right? "To the extent possible, we want to ensure that any American patient who needs remdesivir can get it," Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said in a statement. Now, of course, this obviously creates a problem almost immediately. And you have to ask yourself the question, if the United States of America has all of the drugs available from Gilead, and this is the one drug that is licensed, then you would think that they ought not be hoarding it somewhere. But if you've got this large number of people who are dying every day, then should they not be sharing this drug around the nation into all the hospitals and all of the health areas where these people are dying? There's got to be some other agenda at play here. And we will investigate this as we go forward, because I'm sure that there are those who recognize exactly what this means. Now, of course, you will discover that the federal government has not become that much involved at all in solving the problem of the coronavirus or the COVID-19. They have said that the issue rests with the local governments, with the local states, with the governors and the mayors of the cities. But if the federal government is the one that is hoarding these vaccines, hoarding these medicines, and notice they're not vaccines, but they're hoarding these medicines that have been effectively working with individuals who have these kinds of illnesses, then there is something at play here. You would think, as I said before, that the federal government who is doing the hoarding would be the one who would be passing this medicine on to the various states, especially the ones who are right now having such a difficult time with a rising number of cases and a rising number of deaths. But apparently that is not the case. They're holding remdesivir for some other reason, some other agenda. And they did the same thing with the masks and certain other kind of protective things. They were hoarding them and putting them aside and making sure that they had them all. Now, as I said before, we're going to look into this, because it's pretty clear what is happening here. They're planning for something in the future. They're looking down the road a pike. And they're not really that concerned with some of the people who apparently are dying right now in the United States of America, especially since they have become convinced that a number of minorities are the ones who are susceptible to some of the COVID-19, not realizing, of course, that the reason why that is so is because a number of the minorities are not able to access the kind of health care that is necessary. So because of their underlying illnesses, which have for the most part gone untreated, they obviously become more susceptible to this particular disease and its impact on the society or on their neighborhoods or on their societies. Now, this is something that you and I must watch carefully. And this is one of the reasons why there are so many natural resources that are available. And I'm not going to get into that with you right now. But you have to understand that when you realize that the Europeans, and this is the Europeans saying this now, this is not some sort of political arm of the US government who is making this accusation. When the Europeans are making the point, as we read in the first article in Time, European health experts concerned by US hoarding of the only licensed coronavirus drug. The word hoarding is very, very revealing, because you would think, as I said three times already, and I'm getting ready to say it the fourth time, if you have access to that kind of drug, that kind of coronavirus drug, and you've got the number of people who are dying in the country, then you wouldn't be hoarding it. You'd be making sure that you pass it on to California and to Texas and to Arizona and to all of the other places right now. I mean, even if you didn't want to, when it was New York and New Jersey, because you felt, well, you know, New York and New Jersey are liberal states. So, you know, they can do without medicine. But now you've got Texas and you've got Florida and you've got Arizona and you've got Tennessee and you've got all of these, conservative states, or ultimately red states, you would think that the move would not to be hoarding, but you would think that the move would be to make it available so that at least, at the very least, even though the number of people who contract the disease would might still be rising, at least the number of people who might die would be cut down considerably, because apparently this remdesivir actually does work to sort of prevent the death part of the entire process. So the question that you've got to answer is, what is the real agenda? What is the true plan? What are you going to do with this hoarded medicine that you have? What are you planning to do with it? In that second article that we've been looking at today in France 24, published on July the 2nd, far down in the article it says, early studies testing remdesivir in patients hospitalized with COVID-19 found that those who received the treatment recovered quicker than those who didn't. It is the only drug licensed by both the US and the European Union as a treatment for those with severe illness from the coronavirus. So now it's licensed in the US, it's licensed in the European Union, but for some reason the United States of America has decided that they are going to hoard all of the available drugs. Dr. Peter Horby, who is running a large study testing several treatments for COVID-19, told the BBC that a stronger framework was needed to ensure fair prices and access to key medicines for people and nation. And of course, we read in the last article what Boris Johnson, who is the Prime Minister, what he had to say. He says that this is not a, he didn't criticize the United States of America, but he described this as a shock, the way that the United States of America was dealing with this. One of the British spokesperson says, I've never seen anything like that, that a company chooses to sell their stock to only one country. It's very strange and quite inappropriate, he said. Right now we have enough to make it through the summer. If the intake of patients is as it is now, if a second wave comes, however, we may be challenged. You and I need to understand that there are agendas, political agendas, let me use that introductory terminology, in most of the things that we see today. But you would not have thought that you would see a political agenda in the treatments of COVID-19. But as I said before, today is the 20th of July. This article was written back on the 1st, the 2nd of July. And you and I need to look forward to see what is going to happen in the future, how these hoarded medicines are going to be used. And Gilead, of course, might have already given the United States of America all of the medicines that they have up front. It would not surprise me at all to know that Gilead has also a contract with the United States government to give them anything else that they make for the rest of the year 2020. We're heading into a very interesting direction. And there isn't anything today, it seems, that is not being used politically, regardless of how serious an illness it might be. The coronavirus is also being included in a political agenda. And you would think, as I've said before, that this would be beyond the concept of the political. But apparently it is not. And we've been warned about all this, you know. We've been told that there will be wars and rumors of wars and be betrayal. Matthew 24 talks about betrayal, the kind of betrayal that we are going to see happening. And it should not surprise you that you will find all kinds of political confrontations existing, not just in the United States of America, but in Europe and in the rest of the world, as is pretty apparent right now. And this COVID-19 is not just in the United States of America and Europe. It covers the entire world. But we have been warned of these tensions Matthew describes it as the beginning of sorrows. And we have been warned in the great controversy that these pestilences will become more intense and more frequent as time progresses. Now the question is, are you ready? Have you placed your faith in God? Do you trust Him implicitly? Do you allow Him to lead you in the path of righteousness and to prepare you for the time to come? I would suggest that you do that today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you continue to do for us day by day. We thank you for the warnings that you give. We ask that you would continue to prepare us for the time to come, knowing that this is just the beginning of sorrows. Give us the strength that is necessary so that we might walk with you and be consistent in our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, July the 20th, 2020.